Okay, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham, and the Utes are on the road at Oregon on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, hey, Kyle, can you just kind of take us through what Darren's done to your offense having him in there for this season?
Well, he's been a huge plus for us. He, you know, is our primary target. He's amongst the – can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm gotcha.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's amongst the – well, he is our leading receiver and amongst the leaders of the Pac-12 and both in both receptions and yardage. He's been a big – big addition to the offense. He was hampered a little bit for a few games there by a nagging injury, but he seems to be completely over that now, so should be back to his old self. And he's been very, you know, just very productive and a great teammate. Above all else, the players have really embraced him, and he has fit in here very well.
How do you do that when, I don't know how many graduate transfers you brought in, but what is that process like to get a guy who's only going to be there 1 year to fit in not only with the system but with the players?
Well, it's you know, it's really you know, not unlike bringing in a JC guy or you know, a high school freshman. He's got to fit in even though he's only got 1 year left. It's, you know, you don't obviously take more than, you know, one or two a year, maybe, you know, and sometimes none, obviously, but he you know, is fit right in, and the receiver room accepted him right off the bat. You know, we do not have a lot of upper class receivers. You know, I think we only have one other one. So he's been a leader for us, and like I said, it's just seemed to have blended right in with our receiver group.
And hadn't run into any trouble off the field for you?
Been a perfect citizen since he's been here. He's you know, we had a pretty extensive, I guess you would say, list of things that he was to, you know, do and complete, and you know, some stipulations on, you know, how things would be for him when he got here, and he's followed those to a T. There's been no deviation from him, and he's been very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question is from Lindsay Schnell, USA Today.
Hey, Kyle. Good morning. Wondering if you can tell me what makes Bryce Love at Stanford so good, and specifically, why is he so hard to bring down between the tackles?
Well, he's got the whole skill set that you look for in a running back. You know, he's got great quickness, vision. He runs with good pad level. He's extremely quick and fast. I mean, once he gets to that second, third level of the defense, you're not going to catch him. And he runs hard. He's able to he has great change of direction, you know, that ability to start and stop on a dime and make those cuts, you know, in the tackle box, those jump cuts and make people miss as well as anybody we've ever played here.
Do you think he's better than McCaffrey was, or are they two different of backs
two different
to compare?
Types. Yeah, two different types of players. They're both outstanding, and obviously Christian's having a great success in the NFL. But I don't think it's you know, they're both tremendous in their own way, and I don't think that's really a fair comparison.
Do you would you rather play one over the other? Try to game plan for one over the other.
I'd rather have to face neither of them. That'd be ideal. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Your next question is from David Ubben, The Athletics.
Have you noticed over the course of your career? Have you noticed any difference in the way that your team performs in terms of results coming off of a bye week?
You know, I think generally speaking, we're pretty good after a bye. We've had a pretty good track record. And I think, you know, I've never studied anybody else, but I would imagine that most teams are pretty good after a bye. I mean, you've had an extra week of preparation and an extra week to get healthy. And so I'm not sure that we're any better than anybody else, but I know that we've had a pretty good run. You know, it's not perfect, obviously. We've dropped a game here and there, but you know, without having anything to compare it to, you know, I'm not sure where we stand in the big picture, but I know that a our record is pretty good after bye weeks.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Your next question is from Kyle Kinsing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, with Arizona State, their defensive production has picked up considerably here since they were on their bye week. And was there anything that they did that they didn't have on film from their previous weeks in the season that you saw on that defensive end?
No, not really. They stayed pretty much true to form. And, you know, something clicked for them in that Washington game the week before. The light switch went on, and they played outstanding team defense, and it carried over into our game, unfortunately for us. I mean, they were you know, very well prepared, and it's a well-coached defense, and they play hard, and we struggled against them, just like the Huskies did the week before. In fact, it was almost a carbon copy as far as yards allowed and points and the whole the whole deal. It was very similar.
And have you ever had a scenario like that in your coaching career where a team, maybe midway through the season or at the bye week, where they just seem to figure things out, where there was just a significant jump in terms of their game day production?
Yeah, that's happened before, and we've also had the opposite of that, where all of a sudden we couldn't stop anybody after a period of time. And so, I think we've we've experienced that, credit them. They had a great game plan going in, and they played much, much better than we did last week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question is from Austin Horton, Zone Sports Network.
Hey, Coach. Oh, let me see. Can you hear me? Sorry about that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got you now.
There we go.
Yep.
So we found out that Burmeister is going to start for the Ducks against you guys this weekend, and you said at your presser yesterday that means probably more of a run-heavy offense that you're going to face, having just done so poorly on the run defense against Arizona State. What are you expecting out of the Ducks?
Well, more of the same from what we experienced last week, as far as there's a lot of similarities in their run game. The counter play is big for them, as it was with Arizona State. They also run some power. Of course, the zone read, fly sweep. I mean, they've got the whole array of runs that they throw at you. And of course, Burmeister's a good runner as well. I mean, he's very capable of pulling the ball and gaining yardage himself. And so it's, they have a very different MO when he's the quarterback. And, it's run heavy, as you mentioned, 70% or better, run in most down and distances that are either or downs, downs that aren't obvious pass downs. And so we've got to work it out for us. And we did not play very well last week against the run. As you mentioned, we weren't – I'm not going to say we were soft because we weren't getting knocked off the ball, but we were just poor technique-wise on the edge. We weren't doing a good job of squeezing things off and being where we're supposed to be. So it wasn't a matter of getting pushed around. It was a matter of being not disciplined enough.
Then kind of an off-topic follow-up, and then I'll – get out of the way. I don't see anyone on your roster from Oregon. Is this a recruiting trip as well as a game trip for you guys, or is that not really your place to recruit?
Well, we do have players that we're recruiting in Oregon, and we haven't. I'm trying to remember. In years past, we haven't had a whole lot of players from Oregon on our roster through the years, but it is a recruiting trip. We'll send some coaches out and definitely hit some games . And we are actively recruiting, like I said, players from the state of Oregon right now.
Thanks, Kyle.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it for today, Kyle. Appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you.